Stream has started.
Okay, thank you. John, can you please call the roll?
Objection, there's a lack of a quorum.
Okay, so then I'm going to say this is Thierry Rideau. This is the Los Angeles LSB KPFK on Sunday, the 8th of January, 2023. And we're going to call the roll now. We're commencing the meeting.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Christina Avalos.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Anyone who misses, I'll come back. I'll go through it again. Christina Avalos, Jose Benavides,
present.
Fred Blair,
present.
Richard Borges was invited to be a new member. He's accepted, but he requested an excused absence for this meeting. Marisol Cruz,
presente.
Bella DeSoto. Bella, I heard your voice earlier on the stream. Please unmute.
Present. Thank you.
George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins.
Presente.
Michael Heiss forwarded an excused absence request. Eric C. Jacobson. Avelia Jones. Oye, Oye, Yippo. Myla Reason. Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Paul Roberson.
Present.
Janine Roan.
Present.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Present.
Oscar Ulloa. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Elizabeth Von Gunten. Harvey Wasserman. Carlos Zavala forwarded an excused absence request. And ex officio non-member, a non-voting member of the board, and interim general manager, Michael Novick.
Present.
Madam Chair, the responses were, I'll go back again. Rodrigo Argueta.
John, I did not hear my name, John Crumshaw, and I was seated at the last meeting as far as I can tell. I had difficulties technically, but I was seated as far as I can tell.
Please don't call, people who are not called, please don't speak out. Christina Avalos. George Funmaker. Eric C. Jacobson. Amelia Jones, Oye Oye Yippo, Myla Reason, Oscar Ulloa, Elizabeth Von Gunten, and Harvey Wasserman. So, Madam Chair, that
I'd like to request an excused absence. I'll be observing as a member of the. Well, I'm just not sure what to do here because this is doesn't appear to be a legitimate meeting. So it's really kind of confusing about how to proceed.
Okay, well, I'm marking you as present because you spoke.
Oh, well, good for you.
Madam Chair, the number is one.
I think Rodrigo is on the call. Rodrigo, can you please unmute and make yourself as present?
I'm on the call, yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
And I requested not to be counted towards quorum, John. So if you're going to go ahead and not honor my request.
I don't acknowledge that as a legitimate request. I've never heard of such a thing. So I'm not honoring it. The board can decide for itself. The board is free to make other decisions, but I've never heard of such a thing. Sorry.
Okay. So
the people. That makes it 13, Madam Chair.
Okay, great. Thank you. That means we have established quorum. Thank you very much. And so we would like to continue with the agenda now.
Point of order.
So what's your point of order, please?
My point of order is that there are three individuals, Sandy Childs, Barbara Marbach, and Ali Lexa, who should have been called on the roll, and the people who have been counted are not all legitimate. And I am not interested in defying the ruling of the PNB, and therefore I would like you to make a ruling about and explain why you think that this that we have a legitimate right to prevent those people from attending and have other people who are not who should not be on the board have being counted towards quorum.
Yes, thank you, Myla. So I have in my agenda actually closer to the end of the meeting something called the chair's report to the LSB. And this is not just regarding the officers' election, but it is regarding a few policies of the PNB and why they are part per California corporate code are actually null and void. And so this is the reason, apart from the bylaws that have been broken, unfortunately, by the PNB, by asking us to extend members past their six-year hard term limit, that we are going by the bylaws. Wanted to make a statement. I can make the statement now.
I object to the ruling of the chair, and I call for.
You're not even letting me finish. You asked.
Madam Chair, there's nothing to object to. There's no. You didn't make a ruling. You can't object to the roll call, or you can object, but it's not a motion that can be. It's. You can't.
So
you didn't. And Madam Chair, you also ruled on this at a previous meeting. This is. What's the word? Dilatory, because this man. You brought this matter before the board at a previous meeting, and it was voted on. And your ruling was sustained. So you're not supposed to vote on the same thing. The parliamentarian can correct me. You can't vote on the same thing, the exact same motion twice. Certainly
John,
not.
There's new information that has come to light.
Point of information.
This has already been decided, Madam Chair.
Point of information. What's your point of information, Denise?
Well, I'd like to know. I didn't understand whether Myla Reason was regarded as present for the quorum. And if not, I would like to request that anyone who is not counting towards quorum be muted so that we can continue with the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. So, yeah, so please, if you haven't been part of the quorum, I understand that you can later speak in the public session, but if you're part of the quorum, then and you're then also part of the LSP right now in an active way. So we're going to continue with the meeting. So we did see the call. So now I'm going to go to the second point, which is I'm announcing, unfortunately, the passing of Lawrence Reyes, as all of you have probably heard already, which is very early and very tragic. And we're very, very sorry about what happened. And we will see the family might do a funeral, a service, and then we will let you know. And we want to acknowledge this. And then I also want to announce the seating of the first alternate for him. This is Richard Borges. I have been informed by John Gary that he is not present right now, but he enthusiastically accepted. So he will be part of the LSB in the future now. And then the third, I want to also announce the reinstatement of Bella Soto. And this is something I want to explain with California Corporate Code 7341. I would like you I sent this out in the proposed agenda, but I would like you to just hear me on this. There is a ruling that says no member may be expelled or suspended, or no membership or memberships may be terminated or suspended except according to procedures satisfying the requirement of this section. An expulsion, termination, or suspension not in accordance with this section shall be void and without effect. And then under 2CA, it says the procedure is fair and reasonable when the provisions of the procedure have been set forth in the articles or bylaws, which in our bylaws they are not. So this is why the California Corporate Code needs to be addressed here, or copies of such provisions are sent annually to all members as required by the articles or bylaws. And then comes the important part. It provides the giving of 15 days prior notice of the expulsion, suspension, or termination and the reasons therefore, and provides an opportunity for the member to be heard orally or in writing not less than 5 days before the effective day of the expulsion, suspension, or termination by a person or body authorized to decide that the proposed expulsion, termination, or suspension not take place. So the same applies for any other suspensions of board members made by the PMB that were made without this proper notice and prior hearings, and they are therefore void and without effect, which is the reason why Bella De Soto, who has not been granted proper notice nor a hearing before her suspension, is reinstated. This is the
heir to the sack. I move that we adjourn to closed session.
Madam Chair, point of information.
What's your point, Bella, of information? What's your point of information, Bella?
Mr. Oscar Ulloa has been having difficulty connecting. I just sent him the text of the Zoom information. So he should be coming on momentarily. And Mr. Tatum has his hand up, if we can hear him.
Yes. I also wanted to briefly address Eric. We already stated before, since you weren't part of the roll call, you can't make a motion right now. So, John.
Further objection.
Mr. Tatum.
Mr. Tatum.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing. Those members who don't answer the roll, who want to not here, then they can't make motions. As a matter of fact, no LSB member who is on the call can make a motion if they didn't answer to the roll. And that motion wasn't second either.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Could you mute the
point of information?
Somebody has some. Okay.
Thank it's you. A phone number ending in 3973 that needs to be muted.
Okay. Yeah,
this is Michael Love with a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Isn't it correct that members have often joined the meeting after the roll call and their presence has been noted?
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa is still having problems, Madam Chair, getting in.
Okay. Okay. John Gary, please.
Madam Chair, can I ask the parliamentarian a question, please?
Oh, yes. He's now on. He's now on. Okay.
First, Mr. Yo, could you please announce yourself on the stream? So,
yeah, good morning. For some reason, I sent screen shots to, I think, Bella and Janine and somebody else. Said I was just locked up, but I'm all ready. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Go ahead, John Daly.
Mr. Jacobson did not respond to the roll call, but just recently spoke on the stream. And my usual method is once he speaks, he's now present and he can participate, and his request to not be part of the meeting is void. What is the parliament? What is your interpretation, Mr. Tatum?
I agree that they can't, people who don't want to be counted as a part of the quorum cannot speak until we get to the public part of the meeting.
Okay, I would like.
But my point is, he's now part of the meeting because he spoke, and I can count him as present. It doesn't matter if he didn't participate. You can't say I'm not. He said he didn't want to be part of the quorum, and that's fine. But now he's present because he spoke. That's the way I interpret it.
Madam Chair,
hold on, Bella. I would interpret that as someone speaking out of order without being recognized by the chair. So everything that person says is null and void.
So he's absent. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
I object.
See, now he's objecting. He's now acting as a member of the board.
I am a member of the board. I was elected.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't be absent and present at the same time.
I'm sorry. This is Michael Novick. Our common practice has always been that if people come late to a meeting after the roll call, when they note their presence, they're added to the roster of who's at the meeting.
That is not the issue here.
Okay, I would like to give Eric the choice to either say he wants to now be part of the meeting, and that means he's part of the quorum, or please not speak. He cannot have both. Otherwise, we will have to mute you because we cannot have you have both. So please decide, Eric, if you want to be part of the quorum and speak or not.
I don't have to tell you whether I want to be part of the quorum or not. I'm in the meeting. I'm an elected LSB member. And I'm. You can tell that I wish to be heard for a limited purpose of adjourning to close session.
Well, Madam Chair, may that I be recognized?
And Bella, please.
Okay, so I didn't really intend to have a lot of time right now. So let's keep a very, very short. Everybody gets 1 minute. Okay, so who was the first one who wanted to speak?
Janine.
I'd like to move that any LSB member that is not on our roll call and not being recognized as a participant be muted until public session.
Okay, are there any objections to that? Is there a second?
Bella, second.
I object.
Okay, Fred so objects also.
Okay, so we have to take a vote on this.
Only okay. One objection is needed.
Okay, so we are taking a vote then on this one?
Yes.
Okay, so John.
Point of information, what are we voting on?
We're voting on if the motion that Janine just submitted that everybody who is not on the roll call will be muted through the meeting until it's public session. And so if you vote yes, then you agree with the motion of Janine and you say that everybody who's not called in the quorum because they didn't want to be part of the quorum, even if they're LSB members, that they cannot speak through this meeting. Okay. So
further point of information, I thought that John Gary had ruled that he was counting me as part of the quorum.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Wait. Bella, let her answer mine.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay, so just quickly, Myla, do you want to be part of the quorum or not?
What I want to know, this is a question for point of information, was I counted towards as present towards quorum or not? Yes or no?
Logically, because you're speaking right now, you should be. I want to give you and Eric.
I want to know whether or not I was counted. Please say yes or no.
John, was she counted or not?
Madam Chair, point of information, Bella. My point of information, Madam Chair, is that from the very beginning, there were several people who requested not to be counted for quorum. Please take note of that. Myla Reason was one of them. There's no reason for us to keep wasting time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so then we're
Madam
not-
Chair?
Yes, go ahead, John.
Myla Reason was not included in the roll call.
No.
She spoke, so she started participating in the meeting afterwards.
No,
when you speak, you're participating, period. That's what a meeting is, people.
She requested.
You announced that you were counting me, John,
as present after you started participating in the meeting.
Correct. So you did announce that I was.
Okay. Well, then since they keep talking, then let's include them in the roll call, please. Since we gave them.
Okay. Madam Chair, I don't keep a separate list of people who answered the roll call and the people who came in later. It's just everyone's.
I have that list of people who were counted on the roll call if you want it.
Objection, Madam Chair, please. Let's take a vote on this.
Okay, let's continue. We have right now, you don't have them in the roll call or you do have them in the roll call, please, John?
I don't keep a separate list of who answered the roll call and who ended up being present. I keep a list of how many people were present when we started the meeting because that number grows larger as the meeting progresses. The number of members gets bigger as the meeting goes on.
Thanks, John. I want to hear from John Tatum. Go ahead, John.
Yes, there is a motion on the floor, and the motion has to be finished. And the motion was to not count those people, those LSB members who don't want to be counted in the quorum, to have them silenced for the entire meeting until public comment. And that was the motion. You got to finish it.
So can we take a vote on this one now?
Mr. Gary did say that Myla was counted because she spoke.
Okay, Ruth. So we're going to try to have this vote now. And so, John, if you would please call the roll.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Christina Avalos. Jose Benavides. Mr. Benavides, you're present. Please unmute.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Fred Blair.
What are we voting on exactly?
Okay, so if you vote yes, then the people who did not want to be in a part of the roll call in the beginning, they cannot speak through the meeting until public comment. If you vote yes, this is what you agree to. This was Janine's motion.
I'm going to pass.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Thank you. George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
I guess.
So
Eric C. Jacobson. He cannot answer. He can remain silent. He can answer, remain silent. It's not. I can't delete him out of the roll call. I can't turn him into a non-member.
But he's officially not here. He has not participated in the roll call.
Okay, but that means I still call his name in case he shows up, Madam Chair. That's a courteous thing.
This is nonsense, people.
I want to ask the parliamentarian.
Stop this silliness, people. This is Eric. Obviously, I'm opposed to being excluded because I want to make a motion to adjourn to closed session. Thank you.
Eric, you cannot make a motion if you're not part of the roll call. We already discussed this. John Tatum, can you please say what you want to say?
Yes, I agree with that. And John, Gary, I think you should continue with carrying out the vote on this motion. And you should skip the people who said that they don't want to be a part of this meeting.
Well, they should just remain silent. I'll list them as present, not voting, or
I'll say you shouldn't even call on them.
Keep making it up as you go along, people. You're embarrassing Pacifica. I'm sorry. You know the.
Well, then I'll just leave it blank.
Jacobson. Come on.
Okay, then I'll leave it blank, Mr. Tatum. I won't call them, and I'll leave it blank. Okay,
thank you, John.
That makes sense. Avelia Jones, I'm calling people just in case they've come in late to the meeting because this is our first roll call vote. Avelia Jones. Oye, Oye Yippo. So I don't know what I'm calling Myla Reason, but if you don't respond, then I'm just leaving it blank. Myla Reason.
No. John, the same applies for Eric as for Myla.
Okay, so I'm not calling her.
Excuse me, but I am a local station board member.
Can someone mute these individuals?
No, because we haven't taken a roll call yet. They will be muted. No, this is what we're doing right now.
All right, so Myla Reason can either...
I would like to be counted as voting no on this motion. Thank you.
Okay, will you want to be part of the roll call or not?
Ziri, it's my understanding that John Gary announced that I would be counted towards the roll call.
Madam Chair,
Bella, please don't interrupt me. I assumed that I was being counted based on John Gary's proclamation.
Okay.
So now I would like to vote on this motion as a present member who is present at this meeting.
Okay. Then you will be present and part of the first roll call, please, John, and then she can also vote.
A person can miss the first roll call, show up late and vote. People can do that. You can miss the roll call and be a full participant, 10 seconds after the roll call. That's fine.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
We're in the middle of a vote.
What's your point of information? We're in the middle of a vote.
Madam Chair, this is not the first roll call. Please, we had a roll call already and several people announced.
Okay, this is the first roll call vote on a motion. So, Myla Reason, I'll have you recorded as voting no, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Paul Roberson. Paul, you, I know you're
I vote yes.
Thank you. Janine Roan.
Janine votes yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
No.
Oscar
no.
Ulloa. Yes, Ruth H. Strauss okay. votes no. Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Galina Vasiliev.
Abstain.
Elizabeth von Gunten. Harvey Wasserman. And I'm going to go back to the passes, and then I'll finish up with the chair. Grace Aaron, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes.
Fred Blair, you passed. How do you vote?
I'm voting yes.
And Madam Chair, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
All right. Is there any member who is present who has not cast a vote or who I neglected to call on?
Okay. This is Rob Macon. I'm trying to figure out what is my status here on the board. This is Rob Macon.
Rob Macon, you were retired from the board and replaced.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. All right. The yeses are. Yeses are 11. The noes are 2. And there's 1 abstention, Madam Chair. Yes, okay. 11. No, 2. Abstain, 1, Madam Chair.
Point of information. What exactly did the board just agree to? Could you please read the motion again?
I can just tell it to you. So the board decided that the people who didn't want to be part of the roll call, which in this case is Eric Jacobson, will not be able to speak as a part of the LSB member because they are basically silent here. They can be later when they as public comments, they can speak. And so this is what we just decided. And so now we're going to, after this, we're going to go to the next part of the agenda. In the meantime, Oye Yipo has also joined us. John, if you could please take a note of that.
Yeah, Mr. Oye Yipo, could you please announce your presence?
Hi, this is Oye. I just chimed in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So, all right, we have finished the 1C. This was actually the last one where we talked about Bella De Soto and why her suspension was unlegitimized. Another corporate code that I still wanted to quote in that connection is California Corporate Code 62, where it states that there is the steps that have to be taken, that first there has to be an investigating body formed by the PNB that presents its results to the PNB. This has also not happened. It has to be a confidential investigation by committee. These also were neglected. So there were a few procedural mistakes in suspending Bella De Soto, which is why her suspension is not valid. So
point
now
we're
going to the next point of D. What's your
Chair,
point of order?
I can recognize for point of order.
Yes, what's your point
it
of order?
It's my understanding that there are certain matters that you are talking about that we have been asked to keep confidential. And therefore, I think it's out of order to discuss confidential matters in an open session of the local station board. Thank you. This is Myla.
Thanks, Myla. I heard you. So I did not say anything confidential. I talk about the procedure of how generally somebody is suspended and what California Corporate Code requires, which was not fulfilled. So we're going to the next point, D, where I'm going
to... I object to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Thank you. Noted.
I call for a vote on my objection to the ruling of the chair, because I believe that you did divulge confidential information or information that was supposed to be confidential by stating the name of the individual who is under discussion right now. That should have not been discussed in an open session. So I call for a vote on the ruling of the chair.
You can't rule on something that happened in the past.
John Tatum, the motion that she just made needs to be seconded.
First of all, that plus it was in the past, it was in the last meeting. And so it is like there was no private information divulged because the PNB chair actually sent this to everybody on the LSB. Okay, so this is not private. There's nothing secret about this.
It was sent to the LSB, but not to the public. This meeting is now being streamed.
This is part of the minutes and part of the public information once we have it discussed in public. Last time at the meeting on the 18th of December, it was totally mentioned there and discussed. So there's nothing wrong with this. And since I don't hear any second to that motion, I would also...
I'll second it. This is Eric.
Eric, you're not part of this meeting. You have already multiple
times. So you say. That's arbitrary and capricious. I am a member of this body.
Do not attempt
to silence me when I'm a...
Okay, thank you. This was what was discussed in the previous vote, that those who weren't part of it would be silenced until the public comments. I'm sorry.
By what right?
Eric, if you speak now, then you are part of this meeting and you are on the quorum.
Markowitz, you have no right to talk here at all right now.
That is correct. However, what Eric's doing is...
Okay.
So, point of information, Madam Chair. This is Grace.
Okay. What's your point of information, Grace?
Can you ask Eric if he wishes to be marked as present in this meeting? He can be allowed to participate. He is an LSB member. But he must decide to be willing to be marked as a present member of this meeting.
Madam Chair, Bella,
Bella, you're not one thing at a time.
Eric, do you want to be recognized as being present at this meeting?
I want to be recognized for the purpose of a motion to adjourn in the closed session, which is urgently needed. There's a lot of inappropriate things being done and said, and okay. I want us to discuss this in closed session.
That is incorrect, Eric.
Madam Chair, we haven't even approved the agenda yet.
Yeah, so we have to really move on, and we had just taken a vote and spent a bunch of time on that, you know, Eric didn't want to be recognized. So, okay, now the next part is that we're announcing the seating of Rodrigo Argueta. And
at
the last meeting, there was a lot of confusion at the end of the meeting. John Cronshaw was not recognized during the meeting, and we had also received his decline, that he declined the invitation. I have actually multiple emails here, one from John Cronshaw to John Gary at the 18th of December from 10 a.m., 12 minutes. Where he says, I am unable to accept with his signature. And a second one that came in at 3:12 p.m., again from John Cromshaw, which is in the meantime, we had contacted Rodrigo Argueta, and he had accepted, and he also showed up in the meeting, which is as a result, we have seated him. So we had exchanged emails with John Getty, where we both said we exchanged that he was unable to accept, and that sounded like a decline to me, is also what John Gary wrote back to me. So for this reason, we have seated Rodrigo Argueta, but John Cronshaw should be in the list of up and whenever.
Okay, I would like
Fred, Fred be recognized.
Yes, Fred, what do you want to say?
I'd like to request that we hear John Cronshaw's response.
Madam Chair, this is Janine. I object.
Okay. This was a procedural thing, you know, so where he declined multiple times.
He did not decline.
Madam Chair, point of information, Bella.
What's your point of information, Bella?
It should be reflected in the minutes and on the recording that should have been posted at kpftx.org, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's in the minutes, but we have to still approve the minutes. They're not approved yet. And
yes,
so,
correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Point of order.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Fred. Fred Blair,
okay,
point of order.
Point of order, Fred, and then point of information, Janine. Go ahead, Fred.
I believe that John Crumpshaw, as per the bylaws, is the next person to replace Ali Lexa as a member of this board. And I think we should follow the bylaws in this procedure.
Okay, thank you, Fred. What do you want to say, Janine?
Well, I wanted to say that I forwarded to the LSB the missing last 10 minutes of the 18th, the meeting on December 18th, which includes Rodrigo, the discussion about bringing Rodrigo onto the board. This is before you received the email, the second email from John Crumpshaw. And I just went ahead and put it in the chat. I want to know whether this has been posted to KPFTX and exchanged for the one that was short the last 10 minutes of the meeting. I'd like confirmation that is now on KPFTX because it's very critical.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you for posting that so that we have the correct record there on file. Thank you. So, John, if you wanted to speak, I think you should have the right to speak and be heard about this, but it will still not change the fact that you had sent an email that you're declining the invitation. So, John, are you still there?
I am here, and I want you to be careful with the wording, Ziri, because I said I am unable to accept the invitation. In the same way that I was unable to get through the meeting, I was very frustrated with technical difficulties on my phone. I couldn't get in. I sent an acknowledgement to Fred at 1:55 p.m. saying I accept the invitation. I was unable to accept because I couldn't make the technical aspects of the phone call work. And I sent that to John Gary at 3:36 p.m. I just looked at the text, and he said, thank you for clarifying, because I said to him, I did not decline. I was just unable to, and this was all via text because of, I don't know what the technical difficulties were. I couldn't seem to get on or stay on the meeting.
Well,
so,
John,
it was my intention. It was my intention to serve, and I think that I had acknowledgement. I acknowledged to Fred early during the discussion. I didn't know what was going on, and then John Gary appeared to note my clarification. So I am clarifying directly now that you can hear from me. I didn't do the Zoom. I did the phone call, and that seemed to work better. So now I'm able to communicate and hear what was going on. So yes, okay. I do accept. Yes, I am the first in line.
So our situation, like I said, was that neither you nor Fred notified any one of us, like not Gary nor us. And we had seated in the meantime, Rodrigo Argueta. And so this is a very unusual situation. The first time I heard that you are actually now accepting was in the afternoon at 4:30 or something, when there was hours after the meeting was closed and we had already seated Rodrigo Argueta. So for this reason,
but if the seating were improper, then certainly the correct procedure could be followed.
Madam
because
Chair,
you didn't hear a clear decline. You simply heard unable to except I was unable to, being frustrated, unable to get through the process. I texted people and did not get any communication further.
This is Grace with a point of order.
Hey, what's your point of order, Grace?
Okay. I don't think we should be debating what John Crumpshaw is saying. This is clearly a miscommunication. The staff members who voted in the last election gave more votes to John Crumpshaw than to Rodrigo. And so as we should not use a minor procedural snafu to set aside the preference of the staff members of KPFK for John Crumpshaw to sit on this board in preference to Rodrigo. And with all due respect to Rodrigo and
I think we should apologize to him for seating him improperly and allow John Crumshaw to be seated on this board. And I'd like to also, and that's my point of order, but I'd also like to ask John Tatum what he thinks about this matter.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized as one of the speakers in the last 10 minutes of the meeting and who was misinformed for an entire week while the election was going on?
Okay, so Janine and then Bella and then, yeah, so Janine, go ahead.
I just want to be clear, and I forwarded to the LSB. I was waiting for the minutes, which came very close to the beginning of this meeting. So I apologize to the rest of the LSB members for not giving enough time to review, but some of the members already had this. It's the last 10 minutes of the meeting where I am asking as a candidate if John Crumshaw is going to be a voting member of this body, and I'm told that he declined. Fred Blair was on this call at that time, and I was told that he was declined, and then Rodrigo Argueta, and this is all put in the chat, the recording was put in the chat just a few minutes ago. Rodrigo came on the call, and the chair said that she would be seating Rodrigo Argueta. There might have been some internal emails after that, but my feeling is that, and certainly there, I have nothing against John Crumshaw, I don't even know him. But what I understand is he has been a very active member in LSB in the past. He's been the chair. He's been on the PNB. Somebody with that kind of experience knows that they need to be very clear and knows who to get a hold of if they're having problems. And my feeling is that to me, it's quite possible that he got on the call, there was a trouble getting roll call at the beginning of the meeting, and he decided that he wanted to decline, which is completely understandable. But we proceeded the following week, I proceeded the following week as if Rodrigo Argueta was the next in line. So I don't think reversing this is proper. I think that John Crumshaw, if this is going to be considered, it needs to be debated. Thank you.
Point of clarification, Fred here. I was not on that last 10 minutes so-called segment. I had actually cut the stream because the chair had declared the meeting adjourned. And I was not present during that 10 minutes, and I didn't, and I heard nothing. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Excuse me, let me first hear from John Tatum and then you, Bella, okay? John, go ahead.
Yes, if push comes to shove, this board has the final say on who to seat. And Bella, Siri, if after you finish hearing from everybody, we might need to go to a vote of this board of which of these two to seat, because there's too much discussion, too much debate on both sides. You gotta vote this thing away. So thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Bella, and then we might take a vote. So Bella, what do you have to say?
Yes, I advise that we take a vote immediately after I speak and that no one else is allowed to interrupt. And I want to clarify what Janine has just said. Mr. Fred Blair cut the audio stream without consulting with the chair. The chair never adjourned the meeting. So if you hear those last 10 minutes of the Zoom meeting, which has the full scope of that meeting, you can clearly understand what was going on. And you can also hear Myla Reason stating that the chair had adjourned the meeting, and that is false. So if you do get the proper recording of the entirety of the meeting, then you understand what transpired. Otherwise, you will be in a cloud. So I advise that we go to a vote right away. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I speak? Can you still hear me?
Who's
can
this,
you still
please?
Hear me? John Crumshaw here. Can
yes,
you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, you can
all
speak.
Right.
And then speak
it, is very, it is very clear that the word declined is very different from unable to accept. I didn't exemplify why, because it was a text briefly sent to Fred Blair. I said that I accepted at 1:55 p.m. Now, if I don't know what happened after that, because I was on the Zoom call and it was just impossible to do anything. So I reached out to the number that I had, which was Fred. And that's why I reached out to him, because I happen to have his number. I didn't have your number, Ziri. I didn't have anybody else's number.
Can I be recognized? This is
and
Janine.
So may I please continue, please? So it would be very simple to have said, I decline. I did not say that. I simply said, I am unable to accept, and I thought that I would get some kind of response back. Please clarify. Then I said to Fred, I accept.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? It has to do with the recording and information that's been presented falsely.
Okay, so we're just going to hear from Janine, and then we're going to take the vote. Janine, go ahead. Please speak brief.
Okay, Fred Blair, if you listen to the last 10 minutes, it's very clear that Fred Blair is still on the call when we were discussing Rodrigo, because he actually is the one who informed us that the stream had been cut already. So for him to say that he was not on the call, I suggest he listen. It was a very chaotic meeting, but that's why the recording
I hung up after cutting the stream.
Blair, you're on the recording, so please, you can't say that you hung up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So let's take the roll, please. John, go ahead.
Madam Chair, you need to frame this
okay.
vote. Madam Chair, you could make it a challenge to the ruling of the chair, or you could ask people who they. I mean, we just need a method so they understand what the vote means.
Correct. So thank you. Okay, we'll do it as a ruling of the chair method thing. So if you vote yes, you uphold the ruling of the chair that we seat Rodrigo Argueta. If you vote no, you disagree with the chair and you want John Crumshaw to be seated. Okay, so yes is for Rodrigo Argueta, no is for John Crumshaw. Okay?
Madam Chair, if I may?
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, for the record, who is officially challenging the ruling of the chair, just so that motion has an author? I mean, I've heard numerous
anybody
people talk.
This is Grace. May I state it?
Yes, go ahead.
I am challenging the ruling of the chair, and I'm appealing to this body to vote on principle, not on a factional bias. In this matter, the will of the staff voters gave more votes in the last election, staff LSV election, to John Crumshaw. John is stating a credible reason that he was unable to accept the seating in the last meeting. I appeal to you all to stand on principle, just as we are standing on principle on the rest of the matters that we're taking up in this meeting, to refuse to stand on principle and to vote in a factional way because you prefer Rodrigo because he favors one faction or whatever, would sully our principles, the rest of our principled actions in this meeting. So I am challenging the ruling of the chair and stating that we should seat John Crumshaw because he is the next alternate for the vacated staff seat, delegate seat. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. I would also like to say that I would like to state that there is another principle also that means that if somebody is seated, that if we now say we are seating John Crumshaw, then everybody's seat can later be questioned. If we're seating now the next runner-up, then the next day somebody could come and say, oh, actually, I changed my mind. I think this is also a dangerous precedent. So I hope that this is exactly right what Grace said, that we should not vote according to any factionalism, which I really hope we can overcome at this board as soon as possible. But so please, everybody vote their conscience. So if you could please call the roll, John.
Grace Aaron.
No, I vote against the ruling.
No, correct. Mm-hmm. Let me Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
I didn't hear you. I barely heard you, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Argueta votes yes. Cristina Avalos. Right. I'm looking. Jose Benavides. Mr. Benavides, please unmute. All right, I'll come back. Fred Blair.
No.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
Excuse me. I have an objection. If you're going to call Mr. Arqueta, I think you have to call Mr. Crumshaw. I mean, this is the vote that we're going on, I think.
No, because actually Mr. Argueta was seated in the beginning, in the roll call. So we're now deciding if we're going to change that. So in the original roll call, Mr. Argueta was part of it.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
George Funmaker. Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Avelia Jones. Oye Oye Yipo. Mr. Oye Yipo, you're please unmute. I'll come back.
Yes.
Thank you. Myla Reason.
Pass.
Paul Roberson.
I vote yes.
Deneen Roan.
Deneen votes yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
No.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
And I'm just checking for attendance for just to see if people showed up. Elizabeth von Gunten. Harvey Wasserman. And let me go back for the passes and
excuse me, John. George Funmaker just joined the call.
Oh, okay. Mr. Funmaker, would you like to vote on this motion?
Let me explain since he just came in. So we're talking about seating. This is the next runner-up, and there's two people. One was seated in the last meeting, which was Rodrigo Argueta, and now John Crumshaw said that he should actually have been seated because he was earlier in the runner-up list, but he was not available last meeting, and he had sent an email that was interpreted as he declined. So he said, I am unable to accept. And so later he said that this was a misunderstanding, and actually he said yes. So we're voting if we want Rodrigo Argueta or if we want John Crumshaw. So if you vote yes, you're voting to seat Rodrigo Argueta. If you vote no, you vote to seat John Crumshaw. Okay, George, did you hear me?
Yeah, I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jose Benavides. Mr. Benavides, please unmute. We know you're present. All right. If you rejoin the call, please jump in and cast your vote. Ralph Hawkins, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes.
Myla Reason, you passed. How do you vote?
I think that this is an improper meeting and an improper. Please don't interrupt. Please don't interrupt, Mr. Tatum. John,
you cannot explain your vote.
John Tatum, stop interrupting.
Please mute Myla if she's not going to vote.
I'm trying to vote.
So yes or no, Myla?
Or present, not voting, or abstained?
I vote no.
Okay.
Thank you.
And John Tatum, you need to stop interrupting.
Sure.
Ziri Rideau, how do you vote?
I vote yes, and I also saw that Jose Benavides came.
Hello, I'm back on. Sorry.
I vote yes.
Thank you. All right. If I think that are there any members present who haven't cast a vote? I think that's everyone. And all right, the yeses are.
No, Roberson, you didn't. I didn't cast a vote. Didn't call my name. I vote yes.
Oh, well, I have you recorded as yes, sir. I think we communicated. Roberson is recorded as yes. All right, the yeses are. The yeses are 12. The noes are 4. And the abstentions are 0. That's yes 12, no 4, abstain 0, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, John. So that means that we will be seating Rodrigo Argueta for this position, and welcome, Rodrigo. And so our next point is we have done already the roll call, so we actually have to designate a timekeeper. I know it's already extremely late, so is anybody willing to be a timekeeper? Please, anybody? Okay, I will be the timekeeper.
And can someone who's not a member of the LSB?
Yes. If you want to volunteer, that'd be great. So we have in general.
Can I have the name of the person who volunteered, please?
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, great. So Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, and our usual speaking time is 90 seconds, okay? And I will tell you how much time we allocate for each block in our agenda. Thank you very much for doing this, Eleanor. So now we have to go to the agenda approval. So you have received your agenda pretty late because it went back and forth a lot as we were working on it with all the constant changes. So are there any objections to your agenda?
I object.
Okay, Myla. So does this mean we have to take a vote on the agenda?
No, Madam Chair, you can say that the agenda was approved by unanimous consent with one abstention. With one objection,
Then. Thank you very much for telling me that. Then we're going to the approval from the minutes from the last meeting on the 18th of December. Are there any objections to the minutes?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I move to accept the minutes.
I object.
And I seek a second.
Okay.
You are second.
Okay, but if there is an objection, again, can I say they were approved with the one objection, or is there any other objection? Okay, so please say they were approved with one objection. Thank you very much.
Point of personal privilege, I would like it to be stated that to be named as the person objecting to both of these, to the approval of the agenda and the approval.
So noted by the secretary.
Madam Chair, the
second objection, Ruth Strauss. Thank you.
Okay, then let's vote.
You can.
Do we have to make a vote, or can we just name those two objections?
I call for a vote.
Well, Mr. John Tatum, can you tell me if I have to take a vote on this with those two objections, or do we not have to take a vote? I'm just trying to speed
order,
up.
John Gary is right. In order for somebody to want to go on record as objecting, then it has to be voted on by the board to go in the minutes.
Okay, got it. All right, so then,
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Janine.
I wrote an email after receiving the minutes that I felt that they should include a more explanation as to why Rodrigo Argueta and the missing, so to speak, the missing 10 minutes. I'm proposing, I would approve these minutes, but I would like to prepare an addendum that could be considered at our next meeting. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, if I may be recognized.
Okay. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I I concur with Janine Ron because, again, the minutes must reflect the entirety of the meeting, and that must be done.
Okay. So should we take a vote then on this?
Yes, we should. Because
okay.
We have to approve the minutes so they can be uploaded at kpfdx.org.
Okay, so if you vote yes, you approve the minutes. If you vote no, you don't approve the minutes. And so, John, can you call the roll, please?
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Jose Benavides. Mr. Benavides, please unmute. I'll come back. Fred Blair.
No.
Marisol Cruz.
Yeah, to Janine's addendum.
Okay, Madam Chair, what are we voting on? Are we voting on the addendum?
No,
or are we
when
voting
you
on,
say addendum, then you say no, basically, because if you vote to approve, it's yes. If you say not approve as is, then it's a no.
Oh, then it is a no. I'm sorry. Thank you for the clarification.
Bella DeSoto.
Okay, so now I am very confused. When I vote yes, that means that I am voting for Janine's addendum.
No.
When
you vote yes, you vote for the approval of the minutes as are.
Madam,
if you vote no, then you vote for postponing this basically to the next time so we won't have minutes right now.
Madam Chair, I did not say, I was in favor of approving the minutes as is, and I am just proposing that we could consider an addendum at a later date. That's all I said. Thank you.
And that's what I second.
But that wasn't a motion. She was making a suggestion. A suggestion is not a motion.
Okay, John, I think we have to take this roll again because I think this is not clear what we were voting on. I'm sorry, because I understood from you, Janine, that you didn't want them approved as is. So so we're just clarifying this again. If you vote yes, you approve them with a possible chance for later amendments, but this is not a motion or something. If you vote no, you're not accepting the minutes, okay?
Mr. Tatum has his hand up.
What I want to say is that, as everybody on this call knows, minutes can be amended anytime in the future, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. So what Janine is saying is that she's just, as Gary said, she's making a note that the next opportunity she has, she's going to come up with an addendum. So yes, Madam Chair, you can go on with the vote just as you were, to approve the minutes, yes, to not approve them, no. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So let's take this roll again, please. So if you vote yes, we're approving the minutes. And if we vote no, we're not approving them. Can you please call them, John?
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Christina Avalos. Christina, you voted before. Please unmute if you can.
Christina has not been present at this meeting.
Okay, thank you. Jose Benavides.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Oyeyipo.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
The meeting was improper. I vote no.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Janine Roan.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
No.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Ziri Rideau.
Yes.
Is there any member present who I did not call? The yeses are yeses are 13. The noes are 3. And there are no abstentions, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, John. So that means this is the minutes are approved. And so our next point would be the excused absences. We have an absence request from Michael Heiss. He also wants me to read a message for Lawrence Reyes. His message is, my condolences on the passing of Lawrence Reyes. As he would say, may he rest in strength. Or from my culture, may his memory always be for a blessing. So is there another excused absence, John?
Yes, there's a total of 3, Madam Chair. The newly seated member Richard Borges, like you said before, accepted the invitation, but he was traveling outside the state on business, and he was so that was his excused absence request. Carlos Zavala also forwarded an excused absence request to the secretary.
Thank you. Are there any objections to excusing these 3 absence requests?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Myla.
I just don't think that anybody should have an absence counted against them because of the impropriety of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to hear from John Tatum now. Your hand is up.
Sorry, it was up for before. Sorry.
Oh, okay, got it. So,
Madam Chair, Oscar Ulloa, may I be recognized with a point of personal privilege?
Okay, Oscar.
Yeah, towards the whole meeting or for very good part of the meeting, we are being referring to those 10 minutes missing from the recording. And I would like to somebody with the technical knowledge to inform both the board and the public how it's possible that the original recording if it was cut short for any reason if there was people involved one way or another in order to seems to be not state what happened at the end of our last meeting, and if there is, especially because it seems to be to me a really, really important point on who, if people or somebody is able to manipulate this information.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto.
You actually just second in line. There's a hand up from Polina, and then you and John Tatum. So, Polina, go ahead.
If I may answer Oscar's question.
Yes.
Fred is responsible for streaming us to KPFTX, and he, as per protocol, posted the recording that he has from the stream. Unfortunately, the stream was cut prior to the chair, A, announcing adjournment, and B, saying, could you please cut the stream? So that occurred. Thankfully, we have a Zoom recording, which recorded the whole meeting. And now that recording has been correctly posted to KPFTX. So there's really no malice here going on. It was, I hope my explanation was clear enough.
Thank you, Polina. Bella and then John. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I want to further clarify, Madam Chair, and for everybody and Oscar, the protocol is that whoever is streaming the meeting must consult with the chair as to when and if to cut the stream for KPFTX. That was not done. There was no consultation with the chair. I want to also further clarify what Polina has just said, which is incorrect. The chair never adjourned the meeting. The chair never adjourned the meeting. And it is clear stated in the Zoom totality of the recording. Thank you.
Okay, Bella, I might address this because I was actually the chair and I was in the meeting and I did adjourn the meeting, but it was after the stream was cut by Fred.
So you are not heard. You are not heard adjourning.
100% said it. Okay, so John Tatum, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say the minutes have been approved now. So it doesn't matter. And I think Janine's addendum is going to straighten everything out. So the minutes have been approved, and we'll wait for Janine's addendum, which may clear up all of these questions. We need to move forward, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. I totally agree. So let's go to the next point, which is the set time for adjournment.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please, John.
We haven't finished the last. We did not finish excused absence requests.
Oh, I thought I asked if there were any objections, and there were no objections. Are there any objections to the requested absences? To the excused absences? No objections are noted. So then, yes, please excuse them all. And so for the time for adjournment, it is now 11:30, basically, and we have another 30 minutes of public comment ahead of us and also all the TELUS reports. So I suggest time of 12:15. Are there any other any objections to that?
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Bella, go ahead.
12:30 would be, I propose amendment.
Okay, so are there any objections to 12:30? Okay, hearing none, let's do 12:30, please. Thank you very much. This is a lot of stuff happening in this meeting, so thank you for bearing with us. We're now going to the chair election TELUS report. Is Terry here? Terry Goodman? Terry, can you unmute yourself?
I'm unmuted. Oh, I'm here.
Go ahead. Thank you very much. Hi, Terry. Could you please give us the TELUS report for the chair election?
Let's see if I can find it. TELUS report, here we go. Okay, in summary, Jerry Rideau was elected as chair. Marisol Cruz was elected as vice chair. Janine Roan was elected as LSV treasurer. And John P. Gary was elected as LSV secretary. So the email elections were approved at the December 18th meeting, teleconference of the KPF KLSB. There were 23 individuals recognized by the secretary as voters at that time. 18 of those designated voters returned their ballots. And we have an existing controversy on the LSB and on the PNB as to the current roster of delegates. But the roster as defined by the secretary was used for this election or these elections. And the gap between the highest vote getter and the next highest vote getter was more than two votes in every election.
Mm-hmm.
So the changing roster probably does not affect the results. That's pretty much a summary.
Thank you, Terry. So this is very important to know for the ones who were concerned, you know, that those two things, one that John Cromshaw voted and Rodrigo Argueta, I don't know if he voted or not. This was not clear. And then also if Bella DeSoto, who didn't vote because she was wrongfully suspended. So with the margins by which these results, as Terry just said, were achieved are big enough that they wouldn't have made a difference. And so this is why these elections to me seem, proper. So I don't know. We will have a discussion now about like a board discussion and approval or not approval of these four positions. First, let's have a 3-minute discussion about the approval or disapproval of the chair, then the vice chair, the treasurer and the secretary.
Madam Chair, point of information, Bella.
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair, just ask if there's any approval, if there's any objection first from the body to ratify these results.
Okay, normally in my agenda here, it says first is the discussion and then the approval or disapproval.
No, you can ask if there's any objection.
Yes, I know I can ask that. Thank you. So I'm going to take first those calls. So there's Myla, Paulina, and those are the two hands up right now. Myla, go ahead.
Two things. Just to clarify, for Robert's rule, the sake of Robert's rules, it's my understanding that when someone says point of information, they're actually asking a question, not providing information. I know a lot of people are confused about that. But when someone says, I have a point of information, it's customary for the chair to say, what is your question? And if you're not, the person is not supposed to be offering information. At any rate, that I just wanted to say that. But also, it's my understanding that that Carlos Zavala had tried to have his vote counted in that last election, and he would like to have his vote counted. And I'd also like to say that because of the impropriety of the roster, in my opinion, that the vote is not valid. And also because of the ruling of the Pacifica National Board, the outcome will be invalidated. So I am going to be guided by the Pacifica National Board, and I will be voting no in terms of ratifying the outcome of the election. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Now, Paulina, please.
Chair, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you need a motion on the floor. And if that's so, I'm willing to offer the motion to ratify the results of the KPFK LSB officers' elections as presented by the teller.
Thank you very much.
Second by Bella.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, both of you. And so now comes Ruth. Ruth Strauss. You have to unmute.
Point of order, Chair. Okay. There's a motion on the floor.
Yes.
Excuse me. If I can raise an objection, then it goes to a vote. Is that the idea? I'm not the greatest.
There's a motion on the floor to ratify. And so if you're objecting to this, Ruth, then we'll vote on that anyway. So is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, no. Okay. Then I was confused. Yes. Go ahead with the I'm fine with the vote. I will say that since this is all up in the air, I think it's kind of a moot point. If it's going to be overridden, and it seems like there's a food fight between
Madam Chair, I object.
You cannot interrupt me.
Mr. Tatum has his hand up.
He can speak after me.
Ruth has the floor.
Crazy?
Ruth Strauss has the floor.
Crazy?
There's a motion on the floor.
The motion is it not correct that the motion can't be discussed? Are you telling me the motion can't be discussed?
You have 90 seconds to talk, so you have maybe 30 seconds left.
She should regain her time. She was interrupted.
Give her
full 90
seconds.
Just start the clock all over. You people
start
are unbelievable. Okay, so basically what I want to say is in terms of, I'm from Alabama schools, so my math skills aren't that great, but it is a moot point to say that it wouldn't have made a difference anyway in terms of the vote. Okay, if the board, national board, declares that a vote needs to be taken again, then it needs to be taken again. And quite honestly, I think the whole thing should be tabled because the lawyers are still fighting about it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So now next we hear from John Tatum, and then we're going to take the vote. Go ahead, John.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to say that Myla's earlier statement is absolutely correct about the purpose of the motion to request for information. She said that when you request for information, you're asking a question, you're not giving information. That's absolutely correct. The next thing is, Paulina asked if a motion to accept the report as an order, and it absolutely is. And so people can object, but you will still have to go to a roll call to accept the, to vote on the motion to accept the teller's report. So now what I think is an order, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Madam Chair, but it's an order now to proceed with Paulina's motion.
Exactly. Thank you very much, John. And now, first, I want to hear from Janine, and then we're going to do that. Janine, go ahead.
Thank you. I just, you know, if there was going to be a discussion on the vote, on the motion that was on the floor, then we should have opened it up for an entire discussion instead of just allowing Ruth. Ruth, I didn't mean any disrespect, but if we were going to have discussion, we should have discussion. For me, the ratifying of this election is part of what Ziri talked about at the beginning of the meeting, which is this body is acting according to our bylaws. So the idea that there's someone discussing how this needs to be addressed by the PNB and all of that, that is not the stance that we're taking here. There was a vote on it. And so I just want to be clear about that, because I think that there will be issues coming up at some of the national meetings. And I just want to be clear to those members that seem to be unclear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So now we're going to take a vote and so on that motion. And so the motion is to accept the, so was this, just for me to clarify, Paulina, this was for all four positions, or you just made that for one position?
All four, the report in its entirety.
Got it.
I hope we don't need to go through them one by one. The issues are concern all of them together. I don't think there's
make a vote now to accept the teller's report for all four. If you vote yes, you accept. If you vote no, you don't accept. So, John, if you could please call the roll. Thank you.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Jose Benavides.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz. Marisol, please unmute. I'll come back. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Oye Oyeyipo.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
No.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Janine Roan.
Yeah.
Ruth H. Strauss.
No.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Paulina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Now I'm going to go back for the passes and the chair. Rodrigo Argueta, how do you vote?
Yes.
Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Are there any members present who did not cast a vote?
I think it was Marisol who was not answering or something.
Marisol Cruz, are you on the call? Last call for Marisol Cruz. If you're, please unmute and please vote if you're able. All right, Madam Chair, I'm going to go ahead and read the results then. If there's no one else voting, she's not vote. She didn't put a message in the chat or anything, did she?
I don't think so. It's okay. Just count them. And-
okay. The yeses are. Yeses are 13. The noes are 2. And there are 0 abstentions, Madam Chair. Yes, 13. No, 2. Abstain, 0.
Perfect. Thank you very much, John. So that means the teller's reports have been approved for all 4 elections. Thank you very much. So now we're coming to a part where I wanted to give a chair's report to the LSD regarding the officers' election. And so I have prepared a little text here. And then after this, we have 30 minutes public comments. So I wanted to speak a little bit about the PNB motions we had received in the past. So the KPFK local station board is committed to the unity of all of Pacifica. Our purpose is not to defy the PNB, but to uphold the bylaws that create and empower the elected delegates, the Pacifica National Board, and the local station boards of all five stations. We have a responsibility to our members that elected us, the listener sponsors of KPFK, and to Pacifica. The PNB violated the bylaws by not holding elections in 2022. The argument that there were no funds to hold elections is invalid since the foundation had received a $2 million loan at the beginning of the year, and that included an allocation actually for the election. Can somebody please mute? There's some noise the whole time. Thank you. Additionally, volunteer-facilitated elections could also have been held, which would have not cost money or very little. One cannot repair the breach of the bylaws that occurred when the PNB decided to not hold delegate elections in 2022 by a new breach of the bylaws, illegally extending the terms of those termed out at 6 full years of service. The 6-year term limit in the bylaws is absolute and cannot be undone by a PNB motion. It is not related to the election cycle. It is a personal and individual term limit on each delegate that may occur at any time during a term, depending on when individual delegates were seated and when reaching that limit. The delegate is thereby no longer a delegate or a member of the local station board. The same applies to members of the PNB. Currently, there are at least 4 members of the PNB who have termed out after 6 years and are therefore not legitimate PNB members. Their intended prolongation of their own term limits is self-serving and draws into question the legitimacy of any and all PNB decisions. The PNB has no power to extend that term, nor does the LSB. Our responsibility at the LSB is to uphold the bylaws to fill those vacated seats with runners-up from the last election held who are ready and willing to serve without regard to faction. We're not trying to break up Pacifica's governance or structure, but to uphold it and the unity of the foundation as a whole, as well as the interests and rights of our members here at KPFK and all the other 5 stations. So we urge the Pacific National Board directors to consider the improper actions in attempting to extend the terms of those whom the bylaws prohibit from further board service for the last at least a year. We urge the PNB to reconsider its attempt to direct the KPFK LSB to do so and to punish it and its members for obeying the bylaws. The consequences of the PNB pursuing this flawed course would be to encourage and empower those forces that expressed intention to split or divide the foundation and could do irreparable damage to KPFK and the entire Pacifica Foundation. So I want to read now a portion of the minutes of the PNB meeting from October 20th, 22, in which the body...
Point of information, before you continue.
No. Can you please not interrupt me right now? I want to read this and then we can discuss this.
Okay, I have a point of information, but I go continue and I'll ask
I'm
after.
In the middle of a...
Yes, I'll ask later.
Later, thank you. So I want to read, like I said, the minutes of the PNB from 10/20/22, in which the body decided to cancel the bylaw mandated elections for 2022. So it reads, the Pacifica National Board works with Pacifica Management to notify the Pacifica membership that Pacifica Management has stated that there are no funds available for the bylaws mandated 2022 local station board election. In the event that bylaws mandated 2022 delegate elections do not occur, ensure that as local station boards delegates end their terms in December 22, vacate delegate seats will be extended for those terming out and will not be filled by those runners up in the past election. And further ensure that the 2023 local station board will elect PNB directors in January 23, and these new directors will be on the board for part or all of the year 2023, depending on when new elections are held. And so this is they also plan for reducing the cost of elections. So now I would like to read something from Robert's Rules. Sorry, this is just going to take me a few minutes, but please bear with me. Robert's Rules, edition 12. There's something called Article 23.9, which states remedy when action taken by an executive board is null and void. Okay, so I'm going to read this part for you. If the executive board of a society takes action that exceeds the board's instruction or authority, that conflicts with a decision made by the assembly of the society, or that fails, that falls under any of the categories listed in 2306, a point of order can be raised at a board meeting at any time during the continuance of the breach. If the point of order is sustained, the action must be declared null and void. Alternatively, the society's assembly can adopt an incidental main motion by majority vote declaring that the board's action is null and void. Or, if it is affecting business at a meeting of the assembly, the board's actions can be declared null and void by a ruling of the chair relating to the affected business or on a relevant point of order raised by a member. It is also possible for the assembly to bring disciplinary measures against the board members who voted for the improper action. Okay, so this is very important because it says in Robert's Rules, and this is something where our bylaws don't give very detailed information, but Robert's Rules does. And so it means that we could declare as a board the action in this motion of the PNB null and void because they contradict our bylaws. Because our bylaws clearly state that you can only have 6 years in office or in, as a term, and after this you're termed out. So this is something I wanted to ask. Since the PNB has violated our bylaws, I would like to move to render the mandate from the PNB null and void. And I would like to see if we can take a vote on this and if this body will vote to, I would need a second, obviously, on the motion.
Bella seconds.
I would really like some clarification, please.
Let me finish this and then you see your turn, okay?
Point of information.
I would like to take a vote so that we together as a body can declare the breach of this bylaw, that this is what the motion that the PNB has completed back then, that this is null and void, and all the trickle-down actions that came as a result that also resulted in bylaw breaches, you know, that we don't have to follow them because the PNB is instructing us to do something that's illegal. So thank you very much. And now I could take some, like, Myla's hand is up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Madam Chair,
point of order. You can't make your own motion. Yeah, but it's a point of order.
We have a motion on the floor, which was seconded.
Point of order.
Janine, the chair can make a motion. It's just not customary, but it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
You asked before if I can. Exactly.
May I ask my question, Madam Chair?
When there's a motion on the floor, don't we have to vote on this first?
No, the discussion is in order.
Okay, a point of information.
Myla, go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering at the beginning of your very long statement, you had an initial statement that you were reading, and it sounded several times that you said we, not I. And I'm wondering, and it was clear that you were reading from something. Will you be providing what you were reading from to the local station board so that we might review your statement, or have you already sent it? That's my question. I can see it right now
to everybody. Yes, if you wanted to. So my whole point is that I made such a long speech to explain the legal ramification and the laws I'm basing my motion and my suggestion on.
Thank you. I understand your motivation. My question was if you would please, so you just said that you will send it to us. I'd really like to be able to read what you were reading from. Thank you.
I can send it now while we're having this discussion. So thank you, Myla. And now comes Ruth and then Janine. And so we're doing a discussion now. And so actually this is also the public portion of the discussion. So now we can also hear from the public. And this will then adjourn the meeting we set at 12:30, right? So we still have about 30 minutes of public discussion.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Bella?
No, do not interrupt. I'm just saying that want it noted that I think, I could be wrong, but I think we've gone well over time for the public to make comments. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information.
What's your information?
Madam Chair, you just said that this was time for the public to comment, but you have to first exhaust the LSB members, and then you declare the open session for public comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a point of order, Chair. I believe what's in order now prior to, I have a question, if you don't mind. So are you suggesting that we pause discussion on this motion that's on the floor, take public comment, and then come back to this motion for a vote?
No, I would like to take a vote now. I mean, okay. I would like to take a vote now and then have the whole public discussion.
Thank you. That's all.
There were all these points of information and orders I had to work through. So is it okay, John, that you please call the roll? I would like to, there were some members who said they want to first see the whole text in writing that I just read, you know, and so I don't know if it's necessary. I sent this out first. Mr. Tatum, can you advise me on that, please?
I think what's in order now is to finish off the discussion of the board members, because we still have a few minutes left before public comment. And I see a member of the public who has their hand up. So I think, Paulina, you could correct me. I think before you take a vote, the public has to weigh in before you take a vote.
Correct.
Okay. So then first we take the board's calls, then the public, and then we take the vote. This is what
you're
correct way. All right, go ahead then. So then the next one on the list is Jim Dingham. Jim, go ahead.
Thank you.
He is public.
Public.
Oh, you're public.
Yeah, I speak as a director now. This is an unnecessary waste of energy, what's going on for the past month. I look on your invocation of the bylaws as essentially cover for what I just saw happen in this meeting today. One faction gained 13 votes and essentially achieved dominance in the past month. So invoking the bylaws is ridiculous. We know why the elections were postponed, lack of money. This is an unnecessary battle that, you know, you want to wrap yourselves up as crusader rabbit. That's fine. That's up to you. You will lose this battle because the board will simply nullify everything you've done. And what you just did with Mr. Crumshaw is great evidence of this being a blatant faction power grab, period. At least that's my opinion. And we've got better things to worry about than money, than this kind of issue. We have to worry about the fact that the stations are not succeeding and working. And so all this is detracting from the vital issue to turn the whole station around. And I consider it to be a big mistake on the part of most of you all, because what are we going to do? We're going to have a PNB that will not have representation due to the fact that you decided to gerrymander and ignore the three times motions of the board. You're not going to have people elected to represent you when we're discussing whether to sell the building or not. So I would suggest that you guys pull back from all this. Thank you.
Jonathan on the stack, please.
Yes, Jonathan. So first comes a caller with the last digit 5.
Madam Chair, we are still on the board.
Okay. So I don't know this number, so I don't know this or another board member. So is your hand up, Bella? Because I don't see any board
Madam members. Chair, my hand is up right now.
Okay, so you just put it up. Okay, so then go ahead, Bella.
Her point of information, Chair.
Madam Chair, you must ask the public to not speak, and directors are part of the public as well. So either you exhaust the board members first, and then you open up the session for public comment. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. So I don't see anybody else on the board. So now it's public comment. Or is there anybody from the board who wants to speak? I don't see anybody. So the next one is with the person with the number 5600 is the last four digits. It's
Jerry,
different.
This yes? is Dr. Halley.
Oh, hi, Dr. Halley.
That is to say that number is I. So I have the floor.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm going to make a very brief comment, please. I'd merely like to say briefly that if you're really scandalized by the huge amount of disruption we've been witnessing during the last two meetings. It blows my mind. I also want to say that I believe that things have been handled by the chairperson in a very legitimate way. I guess there's a certain amount of controversy and certainly a lot of confusion, but I think she's something like 95% on the money here, and I think we need to support her. Otherwise, it's going to be absolute chaos. Thank you very much, and have a good day, people.
Thanks, Dr.
Goldstone to the stack.
Who is this?
Goldstone.
Goldstone, okay.
Goldstone.
Yeah, so there's before you, Raymond Goldstone, there's now John Markowitz, then there's Kim Kaufman, and then Raymond Goldstone. So, John Markowitz, go ahead.
Yeah, Jonathan Markowitz here. I must completely state contrary to Jim Dingaman's statements about what's going on here. He's misrepresenting what's actually happening here. We are asserting that the bylaws have been completely disregarded in terms of the way they are supposed to be interpreted. That is our right, not only as board members, but as listener members who have been on committees for months, if not years. And so this is a misrepresentation of what's actually happening here. Yes, there is a factional fight. Yes, there are underlying motives. However, those who review the minutes as well as the recordings of this meeting, if they have any idea of what's going on, we are the ones standing up to what are blatantly illegal interpretations of the bylaws by Pacifica's counsel and other board members around the network that are associated with New Day in this action. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. So next is Kim Kaufman, please. Kim, it's your turn. You have to unmute, please.
There I go. Can you please let Raymond go before me?
Okay.
Raymond
Goldstone. Raymond, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, please. It's your turn.
It concerns me greatly that the LSB doesn't understand what it is. It is a subcommittee of the Pacifica National Board. The LSB, beginning at the very latest with the beginning of the meeting preceding this one, has acted in direct defiance of the Pacifica National Board, that it is unambiguous as to its defiance. I do not intend to characterize the motives of the LSB members. However, I do not believe that you have had and are having a legitimate meeting last time and this time. And if you care more about four lines in a document that have at the least ambiguity and no remedy for which the PNB has provided a remedy, if you care more about that than the future of KPFK and Pacifica, then you'll continue to defy the PNB, and you will lose. And you will lose valuable time during which you could be productive.
Your time has expired.
Thank you very much, Eleanor. Okay. Thank you, Raymond. So next is Kim Kaufman, John Markowitz, and Jim Dingaman. Kim, go ahead.
Well, I agree with Raymond. And boy, you all are just driving the crazy train here, and John Tatum is just making up stuff as fast as he can with no citations and driving another crazy train off the cliff. I mean, it's remarkable what you guys are inventing. I mean, you've broken tons of Robert's rules today, and Tatum never speaks up. It is absolutely in Robert's rules that suspension of members is correct. Just saying. Funny how Tatum can't find that. And I really object to what Veery said on her supposedly report from the LSB. Apparently, she is the only member of the LSB. Previously, the conduct was to have several members on these meetings, sometimes of different factions, instead of just one person speaking for the LSB. And she declared that the PNB has discussed selling KPFK's signal. This is false. And she has said it more than once, and it's false. And there are many, just many misstatements that have been made that are just remarkable. I'll let the PNB deal with it, because you guys are just driving a crazy train nowhere in a failed station.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Jonathan, go ahead.
I'll pass and let Dingman speak, and then speak after.
Okay, Jim. Dingman, you ready? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ready. Look, I am committed to not swap and sell any signal, because we know people here are aware of what happened at KPFA in the past week. A management letter went out essentially advocating secession from Pacifica. And I'm totally opposed to selling your signal. I'm totally opposed to selling the New York signal, period. You'll never have me swerve from that. I am against wasting time with this battle, because this battle is unnecessary. The battle should be, how do we turn KPFK around? How do we turn WBAI around? How do we turn KPFT around? How do we make the foundation grow? And all this is just a waste of goddamn time. In the bylaws, people like to cherry pick the bylaws. I totally respect the fact that some people want to assert this. But then, of course, I'm looking at the practical result of what had just occurred. 13 people on one faction now are, or allied, let's put it that way, now are in the majority in terms of voting. So that's the practical impact of this. Let's cut through all the bylaw mask. Why are you doing this? Nobody in New York or anyone else, most of the board, we're fighting against the people who want to swap and sell all the time at the national level. We do not want to give them an excuse, and you guys are giving them an excuse. I'm finishing, Ellen.
Thank you, Jim. I also raised my hand.
Mr. Markowitz deferred, did he not, Madam Chair?
Did you want to go first, Jonathan?
I'll go after you. Thank you, Chair.
Go ahead.
Wait. Public comment isn't finished, and Siri is not part of the public.
Okay, then I'll go now. Thank you. Okay.
We can have two sections of public comment.
Obviously, need to discuss many other issues, some of which Jim Dingman has raised, especially the selling of the KPFK building, which he's in favor of, which I'm not. Okay, but that's not what's on the agenda of this meeting right now. So this is sort of deflection of what is clearly improper interpretation of the bylaws under California Corporate Code in terms of not only the seating of the runners-up from the previous election. It's absolutely what the bylaws dictate. Bite of the conundrums. That's what we're dealing with, Mr. Dingman, and you know it, and you're trying to deflect this conversation and the understanding of what's going on here and why we are taking such strong action, even though I'm not a board member. I'm in favor of what Ziri is doing as chair and the other members who are making sure that the runners-up from the previous election are seated to replace those whose terms are run out as of December 31st, period. That is, The issue here is going to be decided by those who have the authority to rule, but our interpretation is absolutely correct. All the other issues certainly have to be addressed by this body and all the other five signal areas. I also want to contest Raymond's as well as Arthur's assertion and everybody else in New Day that the LSBs are simply subcommittees of the National Board. This is absolutely incorrect. The local station boards are elected by the listeners. They are boards, and they select members to the National Board. That one power establishes them as bona fide boards. This is an incorrect interpretation that has been since
your time is up.
Thank you,
Jonathan. Thank you.
Thank you. Eleanor, you have your hand up. You're also a member of the public, right? Go ahead.
Correct. I just wanted to applaud KPFK for standing up for the bylaws. And I'm sure Lawrence would have been right with you if he had lasted. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Eleanor. There's Raymond again. So Raymond, do you want to say a few more things? Go ahead.
Briefly.
Yeah.
I can tell you as a member of the California Bar for 51 years and as a member of Pacifica and KPFK, that the LSB is not empowered to defy the PNB in the manner it has chosen to defy it. There are other means, and you have not followed those other means that would be much less destructive. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. Next, we hear from Nancy, then again, John, and then Kim. So, Nancy, go ahead.
Article 4.
Thank you. This is Nancy Saira and Nachomi from KPFT. I want to applaud again and repeat what Eleanor Foreman just said.
I'm trying to find it.
Could others please mute? About standing up for the bylaws at the 2004 when the judge we were doing that, the labs were reelecting themselves. It was really not democratic. You don't call that democracy when you reelect yourselves. And so the bylaws were a requirement, and I was not around at that time. Maybe some of you people here on this board were. And so This is happening again. And then do we just say, oh, we don't care about bylaws. What are bylaws? You know, that's what I feel like. And Mr. Dingman did not vote on that 6-year termed out. Let's let him extend. He did not vote both times. He got off the line. He wasn't even present on one of them. And he got off the line the other time. Running out of juice or something and trying to vote by proxy, which you cannot do. I don't think he really respects the bylaws. But if we don't stand up for democracy, then what are we? Okay, this is already well understood, I think. Like in Iran, a woman gets killed because her hair comes out of her shawl or her veil. Already around 5 or 6 have been given the death sentence for protesting in the street. So don't you think we are with them? Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm just going to take Margot first because she hasn't spoken yet and then go back to the people who have spoken before. Margot, go ahead.
Oh, hello. I'm glad to be participating, but I just guess I'm very unclear on this whole thing of why at a local station board meeting are there people from every other station practically and all from the Pacific National Board interfering, so to speak, with and running our local station's business? Isn't there some kind of, they aren't members of the board and re-elected people, that's why I'm very glad Bella was reinstated, because I voted for her because I think she's a very good representative. But I'm just confused. These meetings, people had better take a course in how to communicate in a so-called nonviolent but very productive way. There are people supposed on KPFK talking about that, and I think we need to do that. There's a different way of running meetings that's a council process where you're not stuck with the rigid rules of order. And I think that we really need to get more objectivity and more, I think that it's really important to keep the things on factual level. And if the bylaws, as the that runs us, but I think the Pacifica National Board has been not focusing on the bigger issues of how to raise money for the General Pacifica Foundation, how to protect that particular entity. They're focusing on the minutiae of the regular, of the ordinary stations, which those are the things the people in the local stations should be doing. And that's what I really, 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 as a person who's been a member and participant for many, 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 many years, to say that it's really one of the big attractions is that we could help run the station. And I don't like having other people from other stations and other entities coming in and trying to, you know, do things. I think we need to focus on that. And yes, keeping the objectivity of these meetings is important, too. Thank you. Okay.
Kim, do you still have a hand up, or is this from before? Kim Kaufman?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Who is in front of me? Markowitz? Let Markowitz speak.
he already did.
He did. And there's Nancy. Do you still want to speak again, or is your hand down or up?
Because no. I forgot to put my hand down. Sorry.
Okay, I'll speak. This is Kim.
Go ahead.
I just want to point out that about a year ago, you should take a look at the history of which faction was blocking having elections this year, because they thought it was to their advantage. Those people, about 6 months later, changed their minds that no, it would advantage them to have elections. And the people you are now aligned with were the people who were blocking the elections last year. So this is just factional nonsense. And it's no basis in anything having to do with fiduciary responsibility kind of governance. I mean, this is just stunning to me, like this crazy train. That's it.
Thank you, Kim. Now I see John Markowitz's hand up again. John, go ahead.
Thank you. I want to point out that, you know, New Day was threatening to sue Pacifica for not having the election in 2022, but yet you have KPFA having $270,000 in an account that the executive director and the PNB should have allocated for an immediate election. Now, I don't know when that money came in from a high donor. Apparently, I heard that's what the source was of the $270,000. That's what the court awarded or took possession of to fulfill the $305,000 defamation suit judgment for John Vernille. So, you know, under the pretext that we didn't have enough money, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all of the station's money that is raised, that money is actually the Pacifica Foundation's money. But for decades, each signal area and each management at each signal area has been acting and obfuscating and controlling their money as if it's theirs and not the entire foundation. And so this is fundamentally underlying all of these issues, not to mention the lack of accurate. Sorry.
4 seconds.
No, I mean, just finish your sentence, please.
Not to mention the lack of proper financial accounting from each of the signal areas regarding income, revenue, and expenditures with all the details necessary every month in general ledgers. This has not been done for decades in a consistent way. That means there's misappropriation of funds and there's no evidence of where the funds are coming in, what they're being spent on. Nothing is balanceable. So these projected budgets are always based on an incorrect actual situation in the network.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So we have now, okay, I go last, and Jim, and then Nancy, do you still want to speak? Because how much time do you still have for public, John, please?
We have time for another speaker.
Okay, so Nancy?
No, I forgot to put my hand down. I'm sorry.
Okay, so then Jim, go ahead. Jim Dingman, go ahead.
Let me correct something that was just said by Jonathan. Okay. The amount of money in that account was $386,000. I personally did not know about it, but that money included tax money and also grants given to Pacifica, given to KPFA. But what is more important is that given the lack of money coming from all the stations, including the station in Los Angeles, in New York, and in Houston, that money was used to cover the payroll. The payroll, as we know, is in two increments, $178,000 and $168,000 each month. And, you know, people want to get paid. So that's where that money was going for. Again, in all this discussion, everybody's ignored the fact that every time we have a PNB meeting, all we're confronted with was one bill after the next that has to be paid. And I will state openly, and you can quote me on this, I'd rather pay the $80,000 that is owed to the folks in the electricity company in California that were going to cut off the ability for KPFK to transmit than to see that money allocated for an election, okay? Because it's more important right now to keep the stations running, period. And people here ignore these things. They're acting like, oh, let's take control. Control of what? We have to reinforce what's going on in the stations. And this battle is going to take us into uncharted nihilistic territory.
Okay. Thank you. So there is a hand up from Tom Verhees. Go ahead, Tom.
Just wanted to point out one thing. People keep talking like this money is gone. My understanding is the money is frozen in the account until the appeal is processed. And that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Tom. So Nancy, your hand is up again. And also Janine, you're now a member of the board. So I'm going to take Nancy before you. Okay. Nancy, your hand went.
No. I'm sorry. Maybe I did something wrong.
Janine, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to read for the stream the article specifically that is the violation to the bylaws that's happening. I don't think anything's been exactly, you know, specified. And it's Article 4, Section 8, Terms of Office. And article specifically that is the violation to the bylaws I'm not speaking. I don't know why there's an echo.
You know, specified,
and it's from Steve
Delta. Okay, I'm muted. Okay, go ahead, Jenny.
So under Article 4, Section 8, it says there shall be a delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms, and in no event more than 6 cumulative years without a 1-year consecutive months break or 1 year of 12 consecutive months break. And there's 4 PNB members that are over their 6-year term. And then there's also people within the LSBs that are over their 6-year term, and the PNB is not allowing for runner-ups to take their place. And so this is the issue. I just want to make sure it's clear for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve, go ahead. Steve Zeltzer.
Yeah, well, I think that this... first of all, I want to say I support the action taken by the KPFK majority to demand that the bylaws be upheld. That's critical. It is not the purview of Dingman and others to change the bylaw for this to extend the 6-year term. That's a violation of the bylaws. And the fact that they did that raised a question about their principles. There are people who want to wreck Pacifica, and the management at KPFA sent out a letter, the management, to the members urging them to contact Wolfley and other people who want to destroy the foundation. Think about that. The management of KPFA sent out a letter urging all the members of KPFA to call in and support this motion, basically to dissolve Pacifica, to wreck Pacifica. Now, what's going to happen? Who's going to be responsible for that? What is the executive director doing? I mean, that is a clear violation of what management is doing, and that has to be taken. They have to be held accountable. Dingman, other people on the PMB have to hold them accountable. Now, the other thing is KPFA just raised $100,000 in the year-end fund drive. And that money, in my view, is not going to go to the foundation and keep the operation going. They're going to want to use that money for an election. And they're already electioneering. That's the purpose of the money. When I was on the local station board, we were trying to get financial reports. There is no finance committee at KPFA. And the reason is they keep it a secret. Quincy sent $80,000 to the lawyers that shut down WBI without letting the local station board know. And it was improper. And he wasn't really held accountable for what he did. So there are serious problems, but we have to defend the bylaws and make sure that the people whose term have expired are removed immediately.
Thank you, Steve. So I'm not seeing anybody else. I would like to also speak. For me, I totally agree with what Steve just said and many others before, that we have to uphold the bylaws. There is a big power struggle going on, not just at Pacifica, but in our country and in the world right now, of elites that feel entitled and no longer listen to any rules or any kind of laws that apply to everybody else. And they basically run us over like a tank. And I fear the same is happening right now at Pacifica, which is the foundation of like abandoning very basic principles of democracy and transparency. When I started running here at the LSB, it was all about transparency. That's what I really wanted. And I see how they have failed to hold the bylaws mandated elections, how they illegally cancel the term limits that are also in the bylaws, how they threaten board members, also including me, you know, that we're not supposed to speak out, we're supposed to go along with their things and not see the runners up, and how they also illegally suspend board members that, you know, don't go their way. All of these without due process. And I'm very, very concerned that we're dealing with almost like a hostile takeover of a rogue board, where I really feel we need to stand on principle here. This is a grassroots company in a way. Yes, it is a corporation, but it is something that feeds off the members, the listener members. They have to be the base, like in a democracy, you know, and we have the same. We have suddenly like a electoral college who tells us what we can do, and we have a governance that's no longer accountable or transparent to anyone. And I feel this is where we stand in principle and, you know, ask that these bylaws being kept. Thank you. So now I see a hand up from James Segerton and Ralph Hawkins. James, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Zuri. I just want to advise the chair that I want to attend your executive session as per the PNB resolution allowing directors to attend all meetings at Pacifica, including executive sessions of local station boards. So if you could either keep me on the call when you cut the stream or send me the link, I would appreciate that. I know that James Dingman also wants to attend that meeting. I don't know if anyone else is on this call that wants to. And I also want to say one other thing, which is if there is an executive session, I should say, I see somebody saying, what executive session? If there is one. So the other thing I want to say is that there's a lot of language being thrown around here impugning people's motives. And we know where defamation leads this foundation. It's not a good place. So I think everybody should pull in their horns a little bit, stop impugning each other's motives. I don't mind, of course, the arguments back and forth on the principles and on the interpretations of the bylaws and the law and all of that. I'm completely open to all of that. Just please, let's not impugn each other's motives. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, James. Now, Ralph, and then Nancy, and then I would actually, I believe, John, then we're done with a public comment and we could go to a vote. Ralph, go ahead next, please.
the PNB has interpreted the bylaws in a completely self-serving way. And then when we, the elected listener delegates, object, they cast aspersions on us with all kinds of subjective name calling and stuff. And in my experience, that's what bullies do. They accuse the victim of the very tactics that they themselves are employing. Thank you.
Thank you, Rolf. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. There's 14 LSB members network-wide that have already reached 6 years. Two of them reached it earlier. So, I mean, there's one member at our board who served 7 years and 10 months. A lot of cleanup and a lot of this is everybody's on the LSB, their lack of catching and being careful. We need to have some kind of rule that these terms and when they elected and when they, you know, they're runner-ups replacing people, then people forget their record. 6 years is 6 years. And I'd like to ask the national director who just spoke, why did he vote? His term is 6 years limited. Why did he vote for that? That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. There's a hand up from Darlene, then Janine, and I don't know if
Madam Chair,
answer what she just said. Yes, go ahead. What's the matter?
Well, I think we've used up the public's time. We've been interspersing public with board time. So I would recommend that you finish finish the public comments, and then if the board wants more discussion before vote, do that.
Thank you. Okay.
Because we're going over long on we're going to exceed our adjournment time.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to state my request to, as a PNB director.
Yes, just a second. So
any executive session as Jim and James have done.
Yes. Madam Chair, is there an executive session?
No, there's no executive session. We're trying to do it as much in public and transparent as possible. None of this is needed to be in the executive section, so thank you. We have only two hands up now from the public, which is James and Darlene, if you wouldn't mind please keeping it short, and then Janine, a board member, and then I would like to go to the vote. So, Darlene, go ahead, please.
Thank you. You can all make everything go, let's see, $110,000. That's what we estimate on the board that it will take to run a national election as we should be doing yearly. We don't have $110,000 to do it. Your LSB can raise that. Your LSB can forward that, and then the election will happen. It will happen if the money becomes available. Sheila, you need to mute.
Point of information, would you please start the clock again and mute anyone who's interrupting Ms. Pagano, who has the floor? Thank you.
In any case, this is my first year on the PNB, and that came in. The money crisis in Pacifica is unbelievable. This LSB doesn't discuss anything about the actual situation in the country of how many members do we have and how many members contribute. And that is the problem. We're losing these precious, precious members. And we haven't enough money to run the foundation. And you all should know that in LA, that you don't have enough money to run KPFK. You're doing all these things as if mommy and daddy are going to still be paying all the bills. And you can work, you know, and you who don't have to provide can do this other thing.
Okay.
Come up with $110,000, raise it, raise the money for an election, make it your best shot. Thanks.
Thank you, Darlene. So now there's just Janine, and then we're going to talk about having the vote. Janine, go ahead. Janine? You have to unmute.
Because, thank you, because we have James Sagerton on, and because we've ratified this election, I wanted to ask him as treasurer, will I be invited to the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, this Tuesday? Will I be receiving the dial-in information, and will I be able to participate? I'd be interested if he could confirm that. Thank you.
James, do you want to answer that?
Sure. As far as I know, at this time, since the PNB has decided not to recognize the legitimacy of the election, the last recognized election that occurred for a treasurer was when Grace Aaron was elected. So just in keeping with the NFC policy of allowing the LSBs to decide who their treasurers are, we take whatever person the LSB has assigned, and you know, if that's going to be overturned, we wait until the PMB overturns it, or until the LSB changes its mind.
Can I do a follow-up question, Zeri, please?
Okay, one last one. I really want to get.
Well, I'd like to know who then will be representing us on Tuesday's call. We have our station is going to be put up for sale. We have various things going on with our station, and to not have representation, we're also lacking representation on the PNB to replace Lawrence Reyes. So are you saying that we will not have full representation, KPFK, in the situation that they're in, not have full representation on Tuesday's meeting?
KPFK can have full representation. It'll just be the representation that they had before. And I would say that it's totally within the power of this LSB to correct the situation, and then they'll have full representation.
Thank you. So we can send Grace Aaron?
That's my understanding. Grace Aaron would still be the recognized treasurer.
Okay, so there's no more hands up right now, so I would like to restate my motion. What I had said, and of course in a much longer well-written thing, that I am supposed to now maybe make this in a short version. So what I would like to just follow up, and then we could vote on this, is that I stated that our LSB would like to follow the bylaws, that we beseech the PNB to not force us into illegality by breaking the bylaws and extending the 6 year term, that we would like to keep the foundation together and all five stations empowered and not break them up like we've been hearing from management of KPFA, and that we are actually questioning, because of the 6 year term out people on the PNB. And as far as I know, also James Sagerton is one of them. He is actually termed out after 6 years, and they prolonging their own power, basically. And so we're asking them to change that, and that we're basically making a statement here that we would like to follow the bylaws and ask the PMB to also follow the bylaws. So this would be the motion. I can send it. I have sent it around as an email. I don't know if all of you have gotten it. And
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Chair, this is James Sagerton. My name was just mentioned. May I have a point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I just want to say that directors serve until they are properly replaced. So that means that whether a person would normally be termed out under the 6 years limit or not, they serve until the next PMB directors are elected, and then they come on and serve. So that's all.
Okay.
I think that's clear.
Thank you. So
I'd like to offer a substitute motion.
Madam Chair, can we go, I want to go on record?
I'm sorry.
Objecting to not seating me on the Finance Committee. Thank you.
I object as well.
Okay. So those two objections, John, did you notice those? from Janine and Bella that Janine would not be seated on the Finance Committee.
National Finance Committee.
Finance Committee, yes. Yeah, Jonathan.
Excuse me, I had the floor and I was interrupted. I'd like to not have the floor,
Myla. We wanted to go to the vote right now. We had a whole long discussion, and so
I'd like to offer a substitute motion.
I call for the vote.
I second.
Okay, so the vote has been called. We're going to take the vote right now, and so John, can you please call the roll? So if you vote yes, you vote in favor of this motion. If you vote no, you vote against the motion.
Could you state the motion?
Madam Chair, I need a text of the motion to be in the minutes.
Did you get the email?
Sent when?
Hold on.
You mean last night?
No. I sent it now during the meeting again. It was like I sent it
12:18
exactly. 20 minutes ago, basically.
Chair, please.
This was the motion I read out loud, but they said they wanted it also in writing, so I sent it also in writing.
Chair, please read it out loud again. Thank you.
It's a really long motion, so I don't really want to. I restated it just now.
But you didn't restate the actual motion. Can we please hear the motion?
The action items of the motion. We urge the Pacifica National Board of Directors to reconsider their improper action in attempting to extend the terms of those whom the bylaws prohibit from further board service for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
We urge the PNB to reconsider its attempt to direct the KLSB to do so and to punish it or its members for obeying the bylaws.
Yes.
And
I'm going to put it in
That's basically the action element of the motion, which is a full page.
Yes. So
I call for the vote.
Okay. Yes, I put the whole motion again in the chat for the ones who did not see it in the email, even though I send it to everybody. So
12:38.
Let's call the roll, please, on that vote. So if you vote yes, you vote in favor of the motion. If you vote no, you vote against it.
Ziri, this is Paulina.
Yeah, Paulina.
This is not the motion that I heard. You also, at the end of that motion, said move that the PND mandate regarding the extension of the terms be considered null and void. I think that was the language.
Yes, that's the language. Okay. Yeah, so that exactly. So that this is null and void what they decided to prolong, to extend the bylaws. So if you could put that in there, please, also, John.
Yeah, can I read? Since the motion of the PNB violates the bylaws, I would like to move to render the mandate from the PNB null and void.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second to last sentence of the motion, Paulina.
Yeah, if you could please include that also. Thank you.
Can we call for the vote?
Yes. John is doing it. He's just typing something right now.
I'm ready, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Jose Benavides.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Marisol Cruz.
Affirmative, yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Oye Yippo.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
No.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Janine Roan.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
No, the lawyers should figure it out.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Paulina Vasiliev.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go back for the passes and the chair. Fred Blair, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes.
Fred Blair, you?
Yes.
Fred Blair votes yes. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Vote yes.
And that is everyone present. All right, so the yeses are. The yeses are 14. The noes are 2. And there are no abstentions, Madam Chair.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, John. So this would basically conclude now our agenda for today. And I wanted to thank you all for your patience and for your hard work in working through this whole very contentious situation. Thank you for staying disciplined and, you know, listening to each other. And I wish you a very good weekend.